Kyrsten Sinema on Biden agenda rebranding, I look forward to getting this done. By Wendell Hasebo on October 28, 2021. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, indicated Thursday she may accept President Joe Biden's rebranded $1.85 trillion reconciliation framework. Her potential blessing on the framework could be enough to convince the far left to unlock the $2.1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA is attempting to pass Thursday. After months of productive, good-faith negotiations with President Biden and the White House, we have made significant progress on the proposed budget reconciliation package, Sinema said in a press release. I look forward to getting this done, expanding economic opportunities and helping everyday families get ahead, she added. Sinema's public statement has not convinced Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, the reconciliation framework is acceptable. He told reporters Thursday the framework needs to be improved. There is, to the best of my knowledge, no language in there that takes on the pharmaceutical industry to subsidize prescription drug prices, and that's a major problem, he said. Biden was on Capitol Hill Thursday morning to beg Democrats to stop infighting over his proposed agenda. He reportedly told Democrat lawmakers behind closed doors that if his agenda was enacted, it would be greater and more significant than FDR and LBJ combined. But Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, the Progressive Caucus leader of 95 members who many times has politically aligned with Sanders, told reporters after Biden's visit she wanted to see the written legislation, not just a framework. The first step is we've got to see the legislation, she said. The proposed framework by the White House omits several measures the Democrats have demanded. These include increased Medicare benefits, such as hearing, dental, and vision, the SALT deduction, and subsidies for prescription drugs. The framework does include, however, a 15% corporate minimum tax on corporations, along with $555 billion for climate change provisions, $400 billion for subsidized child care and pre-K, $200 billion for a child tax credit, and $100 billion for amnesty. No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is, Biden publicly scolded Democrats before leaving for Rome. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.